First, let's start with what the Sitka Convention and Visitors Bureau currently does. Because unless you're one of the roughly 200 organizations that make up its membership, you've probably never given it much thought. Here's Bureau Director Tanya Ryu.
Our website gets about 8,560 unique visits per month. Publications that we had ads in for FY15 included Alaska Airlines Magazine, Alaska Magazine, Alaska Sporting Journal. We were represented at the LA Travel and Adventure Show, the San Diego Travel and Adventure Show, the San Francisco.
You get the picture. The Visitors Bureau markets Sitka to everyone from conventions to cruise lines to couples on honeymoon. It maintains an enticing online presence. It mails out truckloads of promotional materials. And once visitors actually arrive, it's responsible for pointing them to the nearest lunch spot or connecting them with a kayak tour. It does that with 4 full-time staff members from an office on Lincoln Street. And assembly members have been reluctant to state clearly exactly what the problem is with that setup, leaving even some of their own in the dark. Member Michelle Putz gave voice to that feeling last month.
I feel that there are things being left unsaid because I don't know exactly what's going on. So if you don't feel like you know what's going on, you can join me in this.
But one clear issue is that the Visitors Bureau has outgrown its original ordinance and no longer resembles the volunteer commission described in city code. Instead, it's become something of a hybrid, neither truly independent nor a full city department. It's funded with about $300,000 in city bed taxes and governed by a board appointed by the assembly. But unlike, say, the electric department, it doesn't report to the city administrator. In practice, that means the city is on the hook for any problems, but has virtually no oversight. So for the better part of a year, the assembly has been casting around for a better structure. First, the city issued a request for proposals, asking for outside bids to take over the bureau's work. It got only one, from the existing bureau, which hopes to transform itself into an independent nonprofit. The city declared that proposal non-responsive. So then the assembly asked for a plan to do the work in-house. City Administrator Mark Gorman proposed contracting out most of the marketing while absorbing visitor services into Harrigan Centennial Hall, with a single position to coordinate it all. But that proposal was essentially dead on arrival. Here's Deputy Mayor Matt Hunter.
I don't like the option of bringing it into Centennial Hall. I know there's some staff concerns with that, and also the public saying we're going from 4 people working on this full time to 1 person in the city.
But Hunter pointed to a section of Sitka General Code that allows for exceptions to the competitive bidding process after a bid has failed. He suggested having Gorman reach out to local organizations in a more informal process to see if he can rustle up new proposals. That made no sense to Sitka resident Sherry Aiken, who urged the assembly to leave the Visitors Bureau as is.
And if you are going to hamstring us from promoting tourism, I don't know how you're going to generate sales tax revenue to run your city, okay? It's really, really important that we encourage business. You are going down a pathway that I don't think you need to go down. You need to walk it back.
But in the end, the assembly decided not to walk it back. Gorman was directed to canvass for other options, so if you've ever dreamed of taking over Sitka's marketing, now's your chance. In the meantime, the Bureau will continue operating until at least September. In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.